progress will always come from Demos, from we the people.
Greece has made a tremendous comeback. We've worked with them very closely.
The United States recognizes only one legitimate government of the Republic of Cyprus.
Nothing can break the spirit of the Greek people.
Long live the friendship between Greece and the United States of America. Ευχαριστώ. Thank you very much.
I'm Thanos Davelis, and this is The Greek Current. Chevron's recent bid to explore in Greek waters and Secretary Doug Burgum's recent visit to Greece have put energy in the spotlight, with the discussion shifting to how Greece and the U.S. can work together to ensure a more secure energy future for the region. Kostadinos Filis, the director of the Institute of Global Affairs and a professor of international relations at the American College of Greece, joins me as we break down Chevron's interest in Greece and look at how energy is set to take center stage in the U.S.-Greece relationship. Kostadina, great to have you back on The Greek Current.
My pleasure.
Kostadina, Chevron's interest in exploring for hydrocarbons in Greek waters has made headlines in Greece, obviously, and is being presented as a strategic win for the country. Is this the case as you see it?
Thanos, I neither like to boast nor to despair. This is something that often occurs among Mediterranean peoples, as you know. But let us therefore try to bring some order so that I may adequately respond to your question. A company of Chevron's stature is about to operate in Greece, following its presence in other parts of the Eastern Mediterranean, and this undoubtedly constitutes a vote of confidence on the Greek side. It also indicates that there is an expectation of discovering significant deposits, since we must not forget that the company assumes the risk and decides to spend substantial amounts of money. Most importantly, given that we are speaking of a disputed area, specifically south of Crete, the American company's participation amounts in practice to an acceptance of the Greek position on maritime zones, which is grounded on the law of the sea, and consequently a rejection of Turkey's unfounded theory as it was imposed on Libya through the illegal and null and void Turkey-Libya memorandum.
So ultimately then, you see this as a blow to Turkey's Blue Homeland Doctrine.
Turkey's hegemonic and destabilizing stance expressed through the Blue Homeland Doctrine, namely the claim that it holds sovereign rights over half of the Aegean and half of the Eastern Mediterranean, is a view divorced from geographic, historical, and legal reality. This position is undermined, obviously, by Chevron's intention to conduct seismic surveys and subsequently exploratory drillings in a critical and sensitive area that intersects with the legal Ankara Tripoli Agreement of November 2019. But let me be clear. We are speaking of a company, not a state. Yet, it is well understood that without the approval of the U.S. government, the company would not have engaged in a region disputed between two American partners, Greece and Turkey. The difference, however, is that Greece bases its positions on the delimitation of maritime zones on the law of the sea, while Turkey adapts the law of the sea to its revisionist ambitions, thereby usurping the sovereign rights of its neighbors and misinterpreting international law. Indeed, who can accept that the fifth largest island in the Mediterranean, namely Crete, is entitled to nothing more than 6 nautical miles of territorial waters, which is mere sovereignty, without retaining sovereign rights such as exclusive economic zone and continental shelf?
I want to move beyond geopolitics and look at what Chevron's interest in Greece, especially when we take into account ExxonMobil's presence in the country as well, means for Greek energy plans. Can you break this down for us?
Well, as I already noted, the added value of Chevron's participation also lies in its experience in energy fields across the wider region, given its involvement in projects at Israel's Leviathan deposit and Egypt's Zohr deposit, respectively. This, Thanos, demonstrates not only a geographical and operational continuity, but also confidence in the potential of the Eastern Mediterranean. It is even possible that the American giant may also participate in licensing rounds launched by Libya, an eventuality that would indirectly encourage Greece and Libya to seek common ground. Furthermore, the significance of Chevron's involvement may have a multiplier effect, especially if combined with agreements for a substantial increase in the volumes of U.S. liquefied natural gas, LNG, to be gathered in Alexandroupolis and subsequently regasified so that through pipelines under the framework of the so-called vertical corridor, they can supply our northern neighbors in the southeastern European periphery, including even Moldova and potentially Ukraine. And you do realize that in such a scenario, strong energy ties would be forced between Greece and the United States on multiple levels, an evolution that would extend the safety net over energy and economic U.S. interests as they are promoted and secured through Greece.
Considering the emphasis that we've seen the Trump administration put on energy, especially with regard to its ties to Greece through the recent visit of Secretary Doug Burgum to Athens, is this a space that's set to dominate the agenda in the bilateral relationship over the next few years?
Energy will certainly be at the forefront, and through it, a solid foundation will undoubtedly be laid for partnerships in other projects as well between the U.S. and Greece, not only of an energy-related but also of a commercial nature, some of which could readily be integrated into the highly ambitious IMEC project, which is set to connect India with Europe. And since for President Trump, business often outweighs or at least runs parallel to foreign policy, new areas of future Greek-American understanding and cooperation emerge with an emphasis on transport and infrastructure, particularly in road and rail corridors, as all forms of connectivity represent the future, there's no doubt about that, as do shipping and shipbuilding. It was therefore a particularly substantive and by no means ceremonial visit by the powerful and very close to the Trump Secretary of the Interior, Doug Burgum, who also, as you know, chairs the highly influential White House Energy Sovereignty Council.
Costadine, I want to take a closer look at the view from Greece here now, because we all know that Greece is strategically placed to take advantage of this positive momentum we're seeing around energy. But the question is, and it's one I think that you've also asked in Kathimerini, is Greece ready for this challenge?
I will be brief and hopefully with a positive message. It does not have the luxury of not doing so. We are among the pioneers in the production of renewable energy sources in Europe. We participate in projects for the transit of various forms of energy that enhance connectivity, and we are set to lift Southeastern Europe and even Ukraine out of their energy isolation while strengthening security of supply. At the same time, we are developing into a key hub for LNG, thanks to the relevant infrastructure. And if in the future we are in a position to produce natural gas and export it, we will become a gateway for distribution to the wider region. So the Greek authorities appear determined not to let this opportunity go to waste, facilitating the companies that are to operate in Greece, while also seeking synergies with states both within and beyond the region.
Costadine, it's always great chatting. Thanks again for joining us today here.
Always my pleasure, Thanos. Thanks for having me.
Taking us to our headlines for the day, Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has announced the launch of exclusive economic zone delimitation talks with Libya's Tripoli government. The first meeting of the technical committees has already taken place here in Athens, and the next one will be held in Tripoli. We still have a long way to go before reaching an agreement, but it is a positive development, Mitsotakis said in his weekly review on social media on Sunday. Finally, Prime Minister Mitsotakis is set to meet Turkish President Erdogan in New York on Tuesday in what officials describe as the most difficult moment in bilateral relations in more than 2 years. Expectations for the talks remain low, with Ankara showing little interest in resolving disputes in the Aegean and Eastern Mediterranean. Both sides appear intent on preserving what Athens calls the calm waters of the past 26 months, though tensions have recently resurfaced. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.